It is the case that state governments have always been a bad combination of access to lots of tax money, less than secure oversight, and a lawmaking apparatus accustomed to operating in the dark, and where small fish can become big bosses who sometimes commit big crimes and end up serving big sentences in federal prisons. When the New York State Capitol building was finished back in 1899 in Albany, it had taken nearly 30 years to build, and at $25 million, it was the most expensive government building of its time. And possibly not all of that money actually made it into the walls, foundation, and glittery dome there in Albany. A new investigation released today by the Center for Public Integrity suggests that this murky tradition continues in state governments around the United States. The 2015 State Integrity Investigation, a data-driven probe of state-level government, found that complete transparency and accountability are pretty much non-existent at the state level. Of the 50 states, only three scored higher than a D+. Gordon Witkin is executive editor for the Center for Public Integrity. Gordon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, if only three states scored higher than a D+, it could be that your grading system is a little skewed.
Well, we've heard that, but we would respectfully reject that criticism. The research began in 2011. We did this once before. We interviewed 100 experts in state government and came up with 245, we think, objectifiable indicators that comprise a pretty good test of a state's accountability, transparency, openness, ethics, and protection against corruption. I mean, we had no preconceived notions, and we certainly did not want to grade on the curve. So I think I would stand behind the results.
Can you give me a sense of an idealized state government that would have gotten a good grade, a grade above a C? I mean, the only three with the grades of C are Alaska, California, and Connecticut.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the biggest problems that we found, we had 13 categories. Ethics enforcement was a big problem across the board. Public records laws were riddled with loopholes and exemptions. Political financing has become a free-for-all. So many states did get A's in a category or two. We found internal auditing and IG functions to be pretty strong across the 50 states. There'd been an improvement in budget processes in terms of openness. Some budget processes are now available on TV. So there were a couple categories that scored well. But overall, the results were, I think, a bit depressing.
Now, let's talk about the state that did the worst, Michigan. Is there anything that clearly sets Michigan apart, or is it just a kind of mathematical calculation from all of these metrics that you have?
Well, it's pretty much a mathematical calculation. I mean, we try to do objective scoring on each of the 245 categories, and then we simply put the two categories together. There is an atmosphere in Michigan where there are just not a lot of systems in place to be responsible for ethics, providing citizens with access to information, internal investigative capabilities, etc. I would add, John, that there are some states, particularly some plains and western states, who have a more libertarian limited view of government, who have made it clear they really don't care much what an investigative newsroom in Washington has to say, that they like it that way, that their states are like neighborhoods, and they don't want a lot of detailed systems in place to do this sort of scrutiny. From the first time around, my favorite anecdote was from a state senator in Wyoming who said, "Do you know why you don't have to use your turn signals in Wyoming?" And the answer was, "Because it's nobody's damn business where you're going." So there is certainly a government philosophy that is responsible for some of these differences, but our argument would be that if you have none of the systems in place to root out corruption or hold people's feet to the fire, then you really don't know what might be going on.
Well, and that really says something in Wyoming, because there's only really six roads in Wyoming. That's an exaggeration, of course. What would the federal government have gotten on this grade? Would they be an A? Would they be a B? Are they significantly better than the states?
Well, this would be pure speculation
on my part, but I
suspect that the federal government would score modestly better overall because there are more of these systems in place. And with things like the Government Accountability Office, the IGs across agencies, that electoral oversight, those sorts of things, I suspect the results would be a little bit better. The other thing that is very much a mixed bag in the states is the part-time legislator concept. I think in concept, many of us are warm and fuzzy about the idea that citizen legislators who aren't full-time politicians are taking care of the government's business. But as state governments have increased, there are a lot of conflicts that are inherent in that system. These people have full-time jobs, and the priorities and needs of their full-time jobs fairly often conflict with what they're being asked to vote on. And they're largely responsible for recusing themselves, and that process we found doesn't go particularly well. In one state, we found a legislator who was arguing for a bill to ban cities from making their own regulations on use of plastic bags. But he also happened to be the executive director of the State Grocers Association.
There's a big shocker. In many cases, the states only started doing modern budgeting techniques within, the last century. State governments got their act together fairly recently in terms of American history. Is that correct before we go?
Well, I think some did. I think some have not. I mean, in New York, as you're probably aware, we still have the so-called three-men-in-a-room system where it's essentially just three guys who make the ultimate decisions on the budget with very little scrutiny.
And, maybe it'll be two guys and a woman in a room, which would really advance things here in New York. Gordon Witkin, executive editor of the Center for Public Integrity Investigative Newsroom in Washington, D.C., taking a look at the state governments, and of the 50 states, only three scored higher than a D-plus on their evaluations. Gordon, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.